goes on every day and it's never reported. Much to my surprise, I even turned on the TV this morning and saw some of the Arrowhead news shows talking about it. Of course, I'm talking about these, there's some show on in the morning called The Daily Buzz or something like that, where you've got these three Airheads who could figure out who's buried in Grant's tomb, and they're talking about this thing that's going on in New Jersey. And then I flipped to some of the other news stations, and it was on as well. So obviously, given who controls our media and who happens to be at the focus of this whole ugly business, it begs the question, wonder why this is going on at this time. I do have a few theories which I'm going to be sharing with on that after the break. And, of course, I welcome your theories as well, because it is something of a perplexing development. I mean, all we ever hear about are Catholic priests molesting little boys and Muslims chopping the heads off of non-Muslims. But we never hear about rabbis being rounded up and charged with things such as money laundering and organ trafficking. You know, the interesting thing is, ladies and gentlemen, a few years ago, the Jewish community went into a big uproar over the allegation that Yasser Arafat, former president of the Palestinian Authority, made when he said that several Palestinian teenagers had been killed and their organs had been harvested for use in transplants for Jews who needed them. And, of course, the Jewish community was all up in arms about it. How dare he make this goes all the way back to the Middle Ages, the blood libel, the killing of Christians to gather their blood so that they could use it for Passover, celebrations and whatnot. Well, now with the news that indeed this nice, kind, old rabbi has been trafficking in kidneys, and quite brutally, from what I understand, one news story that I read interviewed some of the people who were on the receiving end of this bad business deal, who said he would often pull a gun out and point it at them and say, listen, the deal has been made. There's no backing out now. So anyway, we will be covering this right after the break, along with your phone call at 800-313-9443. Don't go away.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, continuing our discussion of the latest news with these nice, kind Jewish gentlemen up in Brooklyn and in New Jersey, these nice rabbis, five of them, have been brought up under federal corruption, racketeering, money laundering charges, and at least in one case, one Rabbi Levi Rosenbaum has been arrested for trafficking in body parts. Now, as I said before the break, I was particularly curious about this because this isn't the kind of thing that we hear about here in America, even though it takes place every day. I mean, rabbis and money laundering, rabbis and child abuse, rabbis and child pornography, all of these things. You know, it just depends on where you go to read your news, but this is as uncommon as snow in North Idaho. Personally, I read about things like this several times a week. So, of course, the question must be asked, why has the American media, which it's no conspiracy theory that it is held firmly by Jewish interests, why have they decided not just to cover the story, but to allow it really to work its way into the mainstream headlines? Well, I have a couple of theories about that. One of which is that one of the things that I have noted over the years in watching what kinds of stories make it into the headlines is that the gatekeepers who do control what we see and read and hear, they also understand that there are liabilities associated with trying to bury a story that just won't sink to the bottom. It's like a body that floats to the top all the time. Their guilt in the situation becomes manifest when they work too hard to keep it covered up. So the operating program usually is ignore the story unless it seems to be a story that cannot be ignored, at which point go ahead and let it come out, but let's put our spin on it in such a way that we can tell the people, yeah, we covered that story, but you know, there was really nothing to it, blah, blah, blah. And so with a story like this, the money laundering and particularly the body parts being sold, this is a story that if they were to bury it, I think there would be liabilities associated with it. But more importantly than that, I think personally, and this is just my opinion at this point, I think that there is something much bigger going on with this story, ladies and gentlemen, than simply a couple of smelly, filthy, syphilitic, lice-ridden rabbis being caught in a money laundering operation and selling body parts. I believe that this is one of these little operations that we have been seeing popping up now over the course of the last few years, and it is, of course, tied back to this business with Israel. Now, based upon the information that we know involving this money laundering, all of it had to deal with Jewish charities. Now, these Jewish charities basically exist for one reason and one reason only at this point, which is to raise money for settlements in the West Bank. Now, anybody who's been paying attention to the news lately knows that there is this bone of contention, or at least appears to be this bone of contention, between our new president, his administration, and the present nutcases running Israel, meaning Netanyahu, and it is over this issue of the settlement. Obama has said that the settlements have to stop. Netanyahu says, go to hell. This is Israel. This land was given to the Jews by God. All of it, we're going to do what we want with it, blah, blah, blah. These charities that are wrapped up in this investigation are the means by which this money is funneled into Israel for the building of these settlements. Now, based upon what scant information I have, or what's been given to us about these charities at this point, even though they said they're talking about tens of millions of dollars having been funneled through these charities, laundered, I think that this is probably a small fish in a pond with a lot of much bigger fish out there to catch. And my personal gut feeling is that elements within the Justice Department, obviously bristling over the fact that they had to let these two spies go. Notice that I did not say accused spies, but rather spies. Rosen and Weissman, who were working for AIPAC, they had to be let go a few months ago, right around the time, well, literally right at the time that the swine flu was busy exterminating just about every man, woman, and child on the planet. You had elements within the Justice Department who were bristling over that, very angry over the fact that these two scumbags let go. And so I think that this thing that just took place is their way of saying, we aren't finished with you people yet. I know this is a difficult concept for a lot of us to understand and accept, but it's not an open and shut, as much an open and shut case as we think it is, folks, with regards to these foreign pernicious influences over our government. There are elements within it, such as those elements who are responsible for drafting the National Intelligence Estimate in 2007, which stated categorically that Iran was not working on a nuclear weapons program. There are elements who understand that America is standing at the abyss, and all it's going to take is one little nudge, and we're going to go over. And it is for these reasons that they are exerting what influence they have over the system to try to step back from the abyss and to not allow this complete destruction of our country to take place. Now, some of you out there may ask, well, okay, this issue with the settlements, what does Obama or the people who are behind him, what do they have to, what is their concern with these settlements? Well, keep in mind, folks, that what we're talking about here basically is Jerusalem, okay? Jerusalem, which the Jews consider to be their eternal holy land, the capital of Israel, the capital of the world. Well, sitting in Jerusalem also is a holy site that is considered to be one of the most holy sites to 1.5 billion Muslims around the world. Of course, that is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is in Jerusalem, and which just so happens to have been built on top of what the Jews say were the ruins of their temple destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. Well, the Jews have been making plans of doing away with that mosque now for a long time. In fact, the present intifada taking place is as a result of Ariel Sharon having gone to that mosque. That was what started the whole thing. Now, Netanyahu and those who think like him, their plans for Jerusalem are very simple. It is to ethnically cleanse it, get everybody out of there who's not Jewish, which includes those Christians. All you Christian Zionist supporters of Israel, by the way, who get your little, you know, get all excited and worked up over the fact that you can take these John Hagee tours over to Israel and all the rest of it. Well, guess what? If Netanyahu and his folks, both on the left and the right, get their way, that won't be happening anymore. You won't be visiting the Holy Land. You won't be able to walk along the path where Jesus walked the day that he was crucified. That'll all be gone. Netanyahu and his cronies, if they get their way, they are going to bulldoze that mosque down, and they are going to start reconstructing their new temple on top of its ruins. Now, you don't have to have the imagination of Steven Spielberg to figure out what is going to happen with those 1.5 billion Muslims if that mosque is destroyed. There have already been many uprisings and riots that have taken place because of the fact that rumors went out that they were planning to destroy the mosque. I mean, the equivalent of this is like destroying St. Peter's in Rome. That's what it would be to like 1 billion Catholics. Okay, so Obama, and more importantly, the people behind him, particularly the military and the intelligence people, the reason that they are stressing the issue with these settlements is because they know that whatever hopes may exist of putting these fires out that threaten to destroy not just the United States, but the entire industrialized world, all of that is going to get flushed right down the toilet if the Jews are successful in destroying that mosque in Jerusalem. And so, bringing this thing back full circle, as my good friend Mike Piper likes to say, these arrests taking place with these charities, I believe, are tied to this. It is a shot across the bow to Netanyahu and his fellow net job to let them know that America can still play hardball as well. Anyway, there is that music. We are going to a break. When we get back, I will wrap it up, and then we will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. The callers are already starting to line up. Before we bring them up, though, I'm going to remind some of you, or maybe the better word is explain. As I said, you know, all of us who are involved in this business in some way, you know, we develop these patterns of thinking where we just, some things are just assumed. We just assume that our government is controlled top to bottom by Zionists, which is true. This is not some crazy conspiracy theory. But there are times when interested parties diverge from other interested parties, and there's conflict. Think back to the movie The Godfather, the very first one made back, I think it was 1972 or 74, something like that. You know, the opening scene, you had the wedding. Connie Corleone, the daughter of the Don. And very prominently in that opening scene, the wedding ceremony, you see Don Corleone embracing these other crime bosses, right? Don Barzini and Tattaglia and some of these other guys. They embrace each other and, you know, the traditional kisses and whatnot. And 20 minutes later, these same families are at war with each other. Right, over the issue of drugs. So when you're dealing with criminal elements, yes, they will cooperate with each other when the getting is good, so to speak, when there is a profit to be made. But then there are times when their interests do not converge, but they diverge. And I think that that is what we are seeing right now. My personal opinion is that the old money in this country, and by that I mean the old WASP money from the Eastern establishment people, right? They have lost their shirts as a result of this war. The industrial base of the United States is gone. Nobody wants to do business with us anymore. And now, you know, whereas they were willing to do business with the Jews and to tolerate them before, now they can see that the Jews have just become a real pain in the ass. They don't want to be involved in any more of these wars. They don't want to lose any more of their family fortunes. And so they're saying, forget it. We've had enough. Time to pull back. This is not an issue of patriotism. It's not an issue of principle or morality or, you know, these are the good guys in the white hats. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with their own personal self-interest and the fact that they are losing their shirts. And so they're saying, okay, if it's this bad now, and it's obvious that the Jews, you know, us going and killing a million Iraqis wasn't enough to sate them, was not enough to satisfy them, now they want us to go into Iran, which is going to open up this war to include Russia and China. They want us to go into Syria. They want us to go into Pakistan. They want us to go everywhere, you see. And so these people, they've sat down. They understand math very well, and particularly when it comes to their bank accounts. So they've sat down. with their calculators and a notepad and a pencil, and they've done the math, and they've said it's just not worth it. And this is the reason I believe that Barack Hussein Obama was elected president, was to pull America back from this abyss. And again, what I'm talking about here is the old WASP money. WASP, of course, being the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. And this situation that we see unfolding with these rabbis, I think is just the first shot across the bow. I think that there are several more just waiting to be blasted across the headlines. And this basically was a choreographed move to let Netanyahu and the other nutcases in Israel know that America, she can fight back. She can play dirty as well. Anyway, let's go to our callers here. We have John in California. John, come on up.
Hey, Mark. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Fine. Bless your family, too, up there. Fine. I heard about this thing with the rabbis starting yesterday. And funny, even Michael Savage on his program today brought it up and was really, even though it was a little sanitized versus what you said, he did make sense. You know, it's money laundering and all that. They should be, you know, put in hell and drummed out of, you know, Judaism. Of course, he didn't mention what it was for. Like, you talked about the settlements. I didn't think about that until you explained about that. And, it was interesting to hear that. The other thing, I think it was yesterday, maybe this morning's news, out of the blue, just all of a sudden they're talking about Netanyahu making this, wants to make overtures of the Palestinians of the peace process. And almost fell over.
Well, he has said things like that in the past. And, I mean, this is what they do. I mean, this is just typical tactics. I mean, they did this to the Gazans right before they bombed the hell out of them. They allowed some food to come in, and they made all of these overtures that, okay, we're going to act like some nice, we're going to act like decent human beings here. And it was all just a ruse to get the Gazans to lower their guard so that they didn't see what was going to befall them 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah.
So, it may be related. It may be Netanyahu's way of saying, Mr. President, okay, I mean, now you're playing hardball here. Okay, I'll go ahead and start talking to the Palestinians.
That's right.
There, that means a gun. Hold on just a minute. I want you to hold on to the break, and I'm going to be right back up. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. John, go ahead with what you were saying.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say, Mark, you hear all this, and of course they're talking about all that, but not long after that, these hosts bring up in the end, but the enemy, our enemy is still radical Islam. But
well,
you know,
this is, go ahead.
I was going to say, too, you talk about Obama and the old money people getting him elected. I believe you're right about that, again, a lot of that is going back to controlling, like the Bilderbergers, will put him up there and give him his marching orders to for their profit, health care, the environment, all that stuff that he'll, you know, sweet talk us into.
Mm-hmm. Well, I, you know, as I said, John, and as I say with most things involved with what I do, you know, this is just my opinion at this time. I don't claim to have figured it all out. I offer what I think are semi-viable explanations and theories as to what it is. But, you know, in the end, human nature is what human nature is. And if it's anything that history has taught us, it's that wealthy people hate to lose their money. And they're willing to do just about anything to keep that from happening. They're willing to do anything to make their money, and they're willing to do anything to keep their money. And in America, the wealthy class, they are losing a lot of money as a result of this war. At least certain sectors of the money class. Okay, so you know, I'm willing. I maintain a tenuous confidence with what I'm saying here. But this, I mean, why else would they run a story like this? Why else would the Justice Department go after these people? I mean, look. Why didn't they go after these spies who were arrested on 9/11 when they were seen by witnesses filming the towers coming down and cheering? You know, why would they send these spies back? So the only, in my mind, the only possible explanation that seems to make sense is that you have people who have, up until this moment, remained silent, who have said, no, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to go down with this ship. We've got to do what we can to either stop this thing before it goes over the cliff or else jump off of it. For a lot of these guys, jumping off is not an option. So we'll have to see what plays out. But the fact that it was this Orthodox community, and basically we're talking about the same kind of nut jobs who are running Israel today, same kind of nut jobs who were responsible for that Holocaust that took place in Gaza back in December and January, I see these things not as coincidences, but rather as patterns that explain why you may have some powerful people in this country who have decided to air this thing now.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I've been reading this for a long, long time, and thanks to the people on you, like you on this side, that, you know, give the other side of it and get a more picture of what's happening versus just the other end of it. I've looked at both sides, and I'm glad I can listen to this people like you. So keep it up.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as you well know, this is not, I mean, we are just not equipped to deal with understanding these people. You know, we're constantly told by these great Jewish minds and Jewish sages that the Jewish ethics and Jewish morality is of a completely different character, you know, than non-Jewish ethics and non-Jewish morality. And, you know, truer words have never been spoken. And I think that this is, but in the opposite direction, obviously. I mean, I guarantee you, every one of those rabbis involved in all of this nasty business that they have been involved in, they can cite a religious reason for doing it. They can cite a religious reason justifying what they do, okay? You know, I don't understand these people. Just trying to crawl into their heads for 5 minutes will drive a normal person batty. So, you know, and this has been our downfall, I think, is that we have been, we as sheep out in the field, we have bought into their lies, the wolves, that were basically just the same creature. Of course, all of this, the argument being based on, well, you know, this is the wolves' logic. Well, you know, sheep, we're really the same creature. I mean, look, we walk on four legs, and we're covered with fur, and we've got these cute little ears that stand up and this cute fuzzy little tail. We're basically the same creature, you know, just a few minor details, nothing to get all worried and anti-Semitic about. And see, we have bought into this lie. We have bought into this lie that they're just like us. And we've opened the gates, and we've allowed the wolves to live, to cohabitate with the sheep. And so, you know, then we find ourselves in the middle of some big stinking mess like this war, and we see their paw prints all over it, and we say, well, how did this happen? How did this happen right under our noses, and we didn't see it coming? Well, we should have seen it coming, ladies and gentlemen. If the crucifixion of Jesus Christ should have taught us anything, it's that you can be the most decent, upstanding, honest, charitable, loving, wise individual in the world, and if you get on the bad side of these bastards, they're going to nail you to a tree. Having said that, I'm going to bring up our next caller, and it is none other than Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hey. We don't disagree often, but I have to disagree with you here. I believe that Obama was brought to power by the Jews. He was groomed by the Jews. His mother was an atheist Jew, which by bloodline means he's a Jew. The fact that his father's a black Muslim is irrelevant. It kind of ties into a one-world religion, I think. You know, he basically is taken all three of these, you know, what are called monotheistic religions. Of course, they're not. But so he is basically the epitome of this. He's expanding the war into Afghanistan, the covert stuff into Pakistan, and, of course, Iran, and then what will be greater Israel. I don't think that the WASPs had much to do with it. I mean, let's face it, of the 50 billionaires in this country, I think only 4 or 5 were Gentiles, and even they are probably questionable at best. So the big money, and we know where that money came from, the Judaics, they're the ones that put him into power. And I don't know if they're happy with what he's done thus far. It appears as though there's a little bit of friction, I don't know. Maybe Rahm is a self-hater. I find that hard to believe. Or maybe this is just some kind of a ploy, which I have to believe that it is.
I will not disagree with you. I will amend what I said concerning WASP money. Probably WASP is not the right word. I would say old establishment money. Yeah, it's obvious that he was elected with Jewish money. But at the same time,
the economy was already in the tank when he stepped in. And the market's come back a little bit since, but we all know it's essentially a dead cat bounce. it's over with. You there?
Yeah.
Alicia?
No, go ahead.
Okay. These rabbis, Mark, were just butchers. I mean, plain and simple. In fact, I was reading Ostrovsky's book last night, The Other Side of Deception, and browsing through that. And, of course, he openly discusses the fact that these children and or adults, they're just simply kidnapped if they get near a border area or what have you, or when they get an order, and they're just reported dead. And they either are become human experiments. These are his words, not mine. Human experiments, or in this case, organ donors. You know, you got two kidneys, right? That's it. That's all God gave you. They go for roughly, you know, $175,000 on the open market. These poor kids get gutted like hogs or deer. You know, I'm a deer hunter. I've gutted these deer. I know what it's like. But to do this to someone who has a soul?
Well, my only question then is, why would they allow something?
I don't think they could contain this. It was a corruption case, and they were caught red-handed. But with the internet now, these things go viral in about 3 minutes. You know, that's what's happening now. They cannot suppress all of the stories that they'd like to suppress.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you on that. The hitch in it for me is the amount of coverage that it's getting.
Because the blogs, Mark, are nailing it. It's all over the place.
I understand that, but it's also being picked up by mainstream news, and it's being blasted.
Mainstream, they have to try to appear to be legit. You know, that's the reality. More people are turning off their Talmudic vision, and they are going to the blogs, and they're getting their news from the internet and from the blogs and some of the larger websites. They can't ignore it anymore. They can try, and they'll paint, and Savage Wiener will do his smoke screen, and he'll do damage control, but that's the reality. We know this, my friend.
Well, let me ask you this, because I have not been listening to the news. I've been on the roof all day getting ready for winter. What is being said out there on the talk shows?
I didn't hear it at all today, Mark. I weeded my garden and was picking zucchinis and training my duck dog. So that was my day today. I didn't even follow it. And quite truthfully, Mark, it's such a disgusting story, and it angers me. It depresses me. It's one that I've been avoiding, and I'm almost embarrassed to say that. But there are just some things that I cannot stomach. No pun intended. And these Palestinian kids being gutted so that they can donate their organs to a Jew in Israel or somewhere in Europe or here in the States, to me, is sickening, and it's not human is what it is, Mark. It just defies any kind of I don't know, my friend.
You understand, you see, because your wife is Italian, and so you've got these dark Mediterranean-looking kids. And I assume that when you get on the news and you see these pictures of these Palestinian kids, they don't look that dissimilar from your own. And it is, which really shouldn't make any difference. I mean, it wouldn't matter to me if these kids were Palestinians or if they were Japanese or whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Certainly
being a father has changed my outlook. Were I not, you know, it would be hard to empathize, probably harder, although I've always, you know, maybe deep down kind of rooted for the underdog and the little guy. But in this case, the story's disgusting. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I had a problem with the bottle a while back just because I couldn't. How many photos can you stomach of kids being headshot and gut shot and back shot, you know, before you have to medicate yourself?
This is
a story I simply avoided, and I did it probably subconsciously, and I did it overtly as well. I'm too sickened by it. But now
you know, the real sickening thing, Bill, is going to be the reaction on the part of our Christian fundamentalist types here. I've already gotten a taste of that this morning. Last couple of nights, I've been in debate with a fellow here locally about the whole situation in the Middle East. He's totally under the spell of Hagee and the rest of the false prophets. So this morning, when I ran into him, I said, did you hear the news about these rabbis and the organ trafficking? And his first response was, well, that happens all over the world. He didn't want to hear anything that might frustrate his little ideal.
Yeah, it does happen all over the world when you have these rabbis that are involved in it and that are neck deep in it. You're right. It does happen a lot, and it happens all the time. But guess what? It happens around the rabbis, my friend. Wake up.
Yep, they are the source. Bill, thanks a lot. Good to see you. From you. All right, a wise man, ladies and gentlemen, and he just, despite the fact that he is my brother-in-law, he is a wise man nevertheless. All right, speaking of wise men, this will be the third wise man for tonight, and it is Rick in Wisconsin. Rick, come on up.
Yeah, how are you doing? I agree with Bill that Obama is definitely Jewish power. And I think you have two methods warring with each other. One is the Netanyahu, the Bush, hardline overt operation. And Obama is the perfect man to defuse the situation. He's black, you know, that appeases a lot of big, large population that's been denied. And it just diffuses the situation. And what you have is just the question of method. The liberal faction wants to do things covertly, do the same thing, but do it covertly. Overtly talk peace, but, you know, do the same thing, but, you know, not so obviously. So it's like, go ahead, well, you can bomb Iran. Well, let you bomb Iran, but, geez, don't, you know, make some concessions look like you're making concessions other areas. Otherwise, you know, this is going to be way too obvious. You know, that you control the world and you're dictating absolutely everything. You're just going to stick out, you know, too obviously. So, you know, play the game the way we want to now, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, Rick. With this story about these rabbis and the money laundering and all the rest of that, how does that fit in with your theory that this is basically a street war
between
two Bible-Jewish gangs?
This is where I agree with you in your first part. Is they're playing a hard card and saying, hey, you know, we can play hard too, and we can make it rough for you too, so settle down here, you know?
Okay,
You know, it's just the liberal faction against the hard right faction. And the liberal faction is saying, hey, play it this way. Now, we have to play it this way because it was very obvious. Things were really getting out of hand, obvious-wise, who's controlling the world and who's dictating things.
So in other words, what you're saying is that this liberal faction, and I agree with you, by the way, I do agree with this, that this liberal faction is saying, okay, listen, we've taken our two steps forward, let's take one step back, let's let things cool off. The Gentiles are waking up too quickly, they're starting to figure out what's going on, we need to give them some time to go back to sleep.
Exactly. It's just switching to covert operation instead of overt operation. It's the same goals in mind, the same operation, but it's covertly instead of overtly. Yeah, they'll bomb Iran, but geez, you know, talk to the Palestinians. Make it look like you're working for peace, you know, because if you go and bomb Iran and you're not even trying to work, you know, you're not even looking like you're trying to make some peace somewhere, this is just too much for the world to handle.
Well, I think that you're right, Rick, and as usual, you stated it brilliantly, and why don't you give everybody your web address out there, because it is a fantastic website, ladies and gentlemen. I consider Rick to be one of the best minds out there in terms of analyzing things like this. Why don't you let everybody know what that is, Rick?
It's www.3zionism.blogspot.com, and it's just trying to advertise that the Zionists would not stop short of World War III in pursuing their goals.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call, Rick.
All right,
there is the music, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to our last break of the evening, and then we will be back to wrap it up. Everybody stay tuned.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of tonight's show. I want to do my usual business of thanking those who deserve to be thanked. First, of course, is my very good friend Mike Piper for giving me the honor of coming on his programming and filling in for him. As I've told him many times, if somebody were to tell me several years ago that I would have befriended the likes of somebody like him, I would never have believed it. And, of course, the fact that he would ask me to sit in this esteemed position, which I have no idea why he would want me to do it, but nevertheless, it is a great compliment. Next, thanks, of course, go out to John Statmiller, all the good folks at RBN who give us the opportunity to have this gathering that we have every night here. And I'm sure John catches a lot of hell for allowing the likes of me and Mike Piper and other people to get on here and to exercise our rights to free speech, rights to free association, rights to freedom of religion, against these very dangerous people that we're up against. You know, I want to go back to something that that my brother-in-law Bill was talking about medicating himself. You know, this is something that this is a theme that I run into constantly in dealing with people who are involved with what we are involved with, okay? It is a very dark topic to deal with this. And, you know, I think back to that movie, the Terminator movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And in the second Terminator movie, You have the character Sarah Connor, and she's in the mental ward. And she's trying to explain to people, you know, that these Terminators, that they exist, and that there's going to be this nuclear war. And she's the one in the nut house, and of course they're all laughing at her, but she's the only sane person on Earth. She's the only one who knows. And I think that there is a lesson to be taken from this. I hate the fact that I am using something out of Hollywood as an illustration for all of us to kind of follow and take hope in. But, you know, in that respect, we are all like Sarah Connor to a certain degree. We know what is going on. We know the past. We know the present. And to a certain degree, we know the future. We know what is in store, which is just going to be even more suffering and evil. And, you know, this does have a very traumatic effect on the human mind, especially for us in the West, because we're just not used to dealing with these kinds of themes, you know. We are accustomed to waking up in a comfortable home, in a comfortable bed. You know, nobody dropped a bomb on us in the middle of the night. And so when we try to live in these two different worlds, basically a safe, comfortable life here in the United States or throughout Western Europe, and then dealing with these themes taking place, whether it's in Palestine or Lebanon or Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever, you know, there is this disconnect, there's this dissonance. So what I'm saying to all of you out there is, you know, you feel the heat and you feel the weight. It's normal, okay? And there's nothing wrong with stepping back from it. You know, even Jesus, he would retire, he would go off to himself, and he would pray and just be quiet for a while. So maybe we need to do that as well, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of the show tonight. Thank you very much for listening and participating. Everybody, just do the best you can. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. In the end, it'll all work out. It'll all work out for the good. Good night.
With